when we can meet him over there. Praise God. Boy, I'm going to lay all my troubles down, going to lay all my sorrows down, going to lay all my heartaches down, going to lay all everything that's ever come against us. I'm going to leave it all behind. Yeah. Leave it all behind. Praise God. So good to be here. We certainly appreciate and thank Brother Savage for calling us to ask us. And I know there's others, and certainly wouldn't hurt my feelings whatsoever. But anyway, we're just so thankful to be able to come and be a part of this revival. And I hope and pray that you've already got something in this revival that'll do something for you. Praise God. I think Wesley was showing me back there that he's got some things he's got to remember for Sunday, and he got them all wrote down. That I guess it was every message that's been preached this week. Is that what he's got? Amen. And I thought, boy, isn't that wonderful? Even as a child, just to write down little things like that to remember. And I hope we as older saints, come on here now, have written them down in our hearts. And not only on a notepad, but we've written them down, everything. I don't know what all's been preached. I know what was preached last night. Sorry we had to leave a little early, but anyway, we sure did enjoy the service last night. Appreciate Brother Herod and the message, and appreciate the good Holy Ghost Spirit that we felt. And feel him here again tonight. I feel like the Lord's here to help us again tonight in this service. And I've been praying today and asking the Lord to help us, and sure like to help somebody, and sure like to encourage somebody, because I want to tell you something. I know when you look around and see the things that are happening all around us and all this, it kind of gets depressing. Hallelujah. Listen to the radio and hear all the mess that our world's in and our nation's in, and you think, I'm going to just cut it off. Hallelujah. Amen. Just not going to listen to it. But anyway, there is a better life. There is a better way. You know, when we were pastoring there in Norfolk, several boys there being in the Navy, and sure prayed and got saved, and backsliders came back to the Lord. But I remember some of them as they come to us, and they told us and said, preacher or Brother Bobby said, we're just gonna, I mean, they, to look back where they come from, some of the areas that they come from, there wasn't any churches, wasn't any holiness churches, but anyway, they tell me, you know, they get, especially when the Holy Ghost get to falling and Spirit of God get to falling, and they would go to talking to me, and they'd say, "Oh man, this is so good. This is so good. I just want to move right up on a mountain somewhere, live off the land, you know, hunt and all, and just, you know, like a little cabin way out yonder somewhere. Don't worry about no electricity, and don't worry about especially the killings and all that were going on and things like this." And I looked back at him and I said, "Boys, let me tell you something." I said, "When you get there, it'll all be messed up right then." Amen. It'll be messed up right from that day forward. I mean, you can go somewhere, but I said, "Let me tell it to you like this." I said, "The things that you're telling me that you want to see, and the things that you want to feel, and the way that you want to live, and, you know, and all this that's put behind you," I said, "you're talking about heaven. When you talk about no more hurting, no more lying, no more crime, and no more of these things that we're so well acquainted with down here," I said, "you're talking about heaven." I said, "Go on, make up your mind that, hey man, you're just passing through this life. You're just moving through this life, and what this world has to offer ain't near anything of what heaven's got to offer." Amen. And when you're talking about no more sickness, and you talk about, no more disappointments, no more hardships and all, I said, "You're talking about heaven." I said, that's what you're talking about. I said, "You ain't going to find it out here on a mountain somewhere. I know the city life down there wasn't and isn't the best life to live. But, I didn't encourage him or try to discourage him from moving back home, except if he didn't have a good church to go to, then I had a little talk with him, Brother Savage. I told him, I said, it ain't nothing worth, amen, moving back home for if you ain't got a good holiness church to go to. You ain't going to a church where the Spirit of God can have his way. I said, it ain't worth losing what you've got here and prayed here and sought the Lord here and God helped you here. I said, it just is not worth going any other direction than holding right on to what you've got. Amen. Buckling right on down here. Amen. And becoming such a part of God's good work. Praise God. You hated to, of course there, we had a lot of picking up and moving because of the Navy and because of the Army there, because of the armed forces. Folks that would get in and get saved and backsliders. I'll never forget Brother Savage talking to folks. I forget their name right now, but their grandson was there in the Navy there. Old Donnie. And Donnie came to church. I'll never forget the first service when Donnie came. He had a big old trench coat on, had his t-shirt on, didn't have another shirt over it, but he came in, and old Donnie, just broke down and began to cry, as the Holy Ghost began to speak to him, as the Holy Ghost began to move on him, old Donnie, just far away, and that little holiness directory, little church directory there, old Troy and Lynn Pater at that time. Backslider she was. He was a Catholic boy, didn't know anything about God except what Catholicism had taught him, but how that God got a hold to their heart. Come on here now. I want to tell you something, folks. There ain't nothing, worth in this life and having in this life to forget about the life that is. Come on here. The life that is to come. I told him, I said, my friend, come on, young men. Buckle on in here. Get something for your soul. Get something that'll carry you in. To life eternal. Come on. Hallelujah. Something that'll carry you all the way. I know what you're saying. It ain't the best of life down here. I guess the prettiest part to me when we were living there, was the fishing. Going down there and fishing off the piers. Going out on them fishing boats and fishing out in there. I know it wasn't, but I want to tell you something. There ain't nothing losing our soul over, can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. My. Amen. I'm going to leave it all here. Leave it behind. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, I believe it is. I'm going to read one verse of scripture there, something that I felt like the Lord just dealt with us about. And again, we're just so thankful to be here. Appreciate the singing, appreciate the service thus far. And I hope tonight that we can help just a little bit, make a little mark here on the tree ourselves, if that'll be all right. Nehemiah chapter 6, in just one verse. So what I'm going to read. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should I leave the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down unto you? Very, very familiar portion. Amen. But I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. I cannot. Come on here now. Praise God. I cannot. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. We like to preach to us just a little while on things that we cannot do. Things that we cannot do. You and I, there's something in us, thank God, that we need to realize, especially in this day and time. in this hour in which we're living, things that we cannot do. Here they are building the wall. Here they're up on the wall, and surely again, as many times even in this life, we might not be building a wall in the natural, but there's a work that is going on inside of us, and there's a work that's going on all around us. Amen. An important part. Amen. A work, a great work, and anything to do with the Lord is a great work. Anything that has to do with God is a great work. Amen. I don't think, you know, come on now. Somebody said, but I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a musician. Amen. Or I'm not a singer. Praise God, but there's plenty to do in the work of God. I said there's plenty to do in the work of God. It is a great work that has been set before us. Amen. So then, I cannot come down. I cannot come down off of the wall. I cannot come down. Come on here. Amen. Again, it might not be that we're up so high. Amen. Upon a wall. But you know as well as I do, if we're going to sing and shout in the glory of God, amen, in heaven, praise God, there's things that we cannot do. If there's something that we've got to realize and understand, amen, and that is, we cannot. There's some things that we cannot do as Christians. There's some things that we cannot do as saved. There's things that we cannot do as children of God. Oh, but the enemy would like to tell us. The enemy would like to draw us aside. The enemy would like to pull us over to the side. Oh, but let me tell you something. You listen to me, devil. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Praise God, I cannot come down. Can you say amen? Things that we cannot do. And I guess what kind of, as I was asking the Lord about the service tonight, and I know I've got a few years on me, praise God, that I never dreamed I'd stand up, just turned 60. I never thought. Yeah. I never thought there'd ever come a time that I'd stand up and say, I'm 60. Years young. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I never dreamed that I would stand behind a pulpit and tell folks for over 40 years, 40 years plus, I have been saved and I have been in a great work. A work, come on here now, a work that cannot cease. A work that ought not go stagnant. A work that ought not, amen, stop at any of the things that we cannot do. And I've learned, I was saying there a moment ago, you know, being 60 years old, there was a time Sister Linda and I, we were just there in the kitchen, and of course Israel, he's become a young man now, and, you know, he's doing fair, you know, good as far as physical part, amen, but there was a time in my life, And don't nobody write back and tell him. Don't nobody text him. Praise God. There was a time in my life, amen, I could handle him just with one arm. Praise God. Remember them days, Brother Sammons? I remember the days that a couple of them sailor boys came over to our house one evening, and they were going to sneak up on me. I was on the back porch there. Amen. And I was up there, and I didn't know, but one was coming around this way, and one was coming around that way. And they were gonna throw me off of the porch. They were gonna pick me up and they were gonna throw me out in the yard there. Amen. But I seen something out of this eye. Amen. And all of a sudden, as George came around, and then all of a sudden I caught something out of this eye. Amen. Come on now. And there was Brandon coming around this way. And about the time they got right there close to me, I just reached out with one arm around one and the other arm around the other one, and I just went like this, and like this. Amen. And both of them went out into the yard, and they stood up and they said, "Preacher, amen, we didn't think you could do that." I said, "You better leave me alone. You better not mess with Texas. You better not mess. Come on here now. I want to tell you, but nowadays, I cannot do that. I know I can't. I know by reason of health. I know by reason of strength. There's a limitation now, brother. Amen. There's some things that have gone on that I'm not what I used to be." Can you say? Things that I cannot do. Praise God. In the natural. Amen. It's the truth, whether you believe it or not. But there was one time that I could pick up a V8 engine and I could move it all by myself. Stoop down, put my arms, hit it. Oh, no, I didn't throw it up on my shoulder. But I got it up high enough that I could move it across to another section of the building. Can't do that no more. Amen. It's all behind me. And sometimes I look at Sister Linda and I say, "Man, I'm not, it's not what it used to be. It seems like that, amen, age is taking its toll. I mean, it's come on quick." I'll never forget Brother C.M. Butler. The last time that I preached there for him, and I was 35 at that time, and he came over to me and shook my hand. He said, "So you're 35? I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Enjoy her while you can. Amen, because you're going to head down the other side now. Amen, you got up here, but now you're going down." I looked back at him and I thought to myself, didn't rebuke him or nothing like that, but I thought, "Man, what's he talking about?" I found out what he's talking about. I found out, thank God, that by reason of time and by reason of health, praise God, it's not what he used to. Come on here now. But let me tell you something. There's something about an enemy that's out here among us. There's an enemy that's around and about us. There's an enemy that we face sometimes every day. Amen. There's an enemy. Amen. That comes up on us. That creeps up on us. My God, listen to me. But there's some things that we cannot do. Amen. We cannot do. We cannot do it. Amen. Because there's a great work. And the work must go on. Can you say amen? Oh, I'd like to. Amen. Things we cannot do. Things that we cannot. Things that we cannot. Praise God. Getting on past the natural and reaching over toward the spiritual. Amen. Just for a moment, go to thinking in your mind what you can't do spiritually. Things that you cannot do spiritually. Because it only leads to catastrophe. It only leads to, amen, hurt and harm and trouble. Amen. Things in the spiritual walk and in our spiritual talk for the Lord that we cannot do. Praise God. Listen to me now. And I know it's so elementary. Amen. But I'm going to just tell you like it is. Praise God. If there's anything, amen, that we cannot, amen, we might as well get to the place that we say, "I ain't going to quit." Amen. No way. I cannot quit. I've come too far to turn back now. I've come too far to pull over to the sideline now. I've come too far. I cannot quit. I must continue on. I told them there at the church just recently. I said, you know, I felt like the Lord spoke to me. Amen. To speak to them there. And we got to dealing with some of them there. I said, there's something I believe that God wants us all to do. And that's for every one of us us to grow in the way that we need to grow in the Lord, to where that we can face things without it knocking us asunder, without it tearing us. Oh, come on here now. Things we cannot do, we cannot quit. Amen. We've got to continue to reach for the lost. Amen. We cannot quit. We've got to still maintain our walk with God. Come on here. Things that we cannot do, we cannot quit a praying and a seeking the face of God for our loved ones. Can you say amen? We can not quit. Hallelujah. Quitters never win. And winners never quit. That's exactly right. We've heard that for years. But you know what? It makes sense. We can't quit if we want to win. We can't quit, amen, and pack up our little bag and our little bag of marbles, if you would. Amen. We never win. We'll never have. We'll never see. We'll never be able to become. Come on here. I cannot quit. I cannot quit when it comes to the place. Thank God. The other day, amen, I told him there the other night at the church something that just come to me and really stirred my heart. I mean, we've got backsliders all up in that mountain area there. Backsliders at one time were right there in the church. Backsliders, amen, that we've been requesting, and parents in the church requesting prayer for. Loved ones requesting prayer for. Amen, church has been fasting for. Amen, about those backsliders. Praise the Lord. I was at a place of business just the other day, and one of them backsliders that we'd been praying for and seeking God about and asking God some way or another to get a hold of, a young man had come into the place of business, and he reckoned he'd been there to the church. He'd never prayed through or anything, been saved there. He had come by the end of invitation of some of those young boys that they ran with. And he was standing there. He looked over, and one of the young men that I were with looked up and recognized him and realized who. He said, "Aren't you?" And he said, yeah, that's me. And he looked over and he said, well, how you doing? He said, "Well, I'm doing fairly good, you know. I know I need to come back to church. I need to come to church and all the above. What really got my heart." Amen. He called out the boy that brought him to church when he first had came. He called him out by name. And he said, I never dreamed. And he called him by name. Would ever quit. I never dreamed. I thought he was on fire. I thought he really had something. Amen. He said, but you know what? Just recently, maybe as close as last week, he said that boy overdosed twice. Overdosed on heroin twice. As a matter of fact, his marriage is all split up. Amen. He's found him another little girl, I guess he's running with, who's a drug addict also. He said, as a matter of fact, she overdosed first. And that young boy ran over. Amen. This is how, amen, how mind-boggling that sin becomes. He ran over to where she was. She had taken and shot herself up and didn't even completely take everything that was in the needle. And you know what that young boy did? He pulled it out of her arm and stuck it in his arm. He said, can't waste it. Amen. Can she just overdose? Amen. He shot it up in his arm. He overdoses. Come on here. Let me tell you something. All because he quit. There was a time in his life, amen, that his mind was so made up. His heart was so fixed. Amen. His testimony was, I cannot quit. Can you say amen? Boy, that bothered. Still bothers me today. Because I know there will come a time, unless it's by the mercy of God, amen, that stuff that they take, Narcan or whatever it is, I think they call it. Amen. That brings them back. One day it won't do it. They'll go too far. Amen. All because, and I could hear it in my mind, he quit. He quit several years ago. He quit trying. Amen. He quit praying. He quit coming to church. He quit on his family. Amen. His wife and child at that time. He quit on, amen, drugs become such a part of his life, amen, and it's so overtaken. Come on here, amen, listen to me. I know I got to, but I want to tell you something. It all because he quit. He quit. There's something that we cannot do. Amen, you say it's been tough. You say it's been rough. Amen, you say it's been depressing. You say, man, if I knew it was going to be like, but I'm telling you something. You cannot quit. You cannot just fold up the tent, amen, and pack up your bag and say, I'm going home. Amen, I'm just not going to work. Come on here now. Things that we cannot do. Amen, we're on. We're doing a great work. There's no greater work than the work of God. There's no greater work than what God has given unto us. Come on here now. We cannot quit. We cannot quit. We cannot run. Amen. When the battle gets hot. Amen. When the battle is raging. That's not the time to run. Amen. That's the time to buckle on in there. Amen. Come on here now. Things that we cannot do. Can you say amen? I cannot come down. I cannot quit. I cannot run. We're too close to the coming of the Lord. Come on now. Say what you want to. Look at the signs. They're only pointing in one direction. Amen. All the signs are pointing to one direction. The Lord's soon to come. He's soon to come. I know you've heard it. I've heard it for over 40 years now. Never dreamed I'd ever say that. But for 40 years I've heard preachers that stood behind the pulpit and talked about the nearness of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, he's closer today than he's ever been. I can't quit. I can't run. I can't turn back. I cannot turn back. Ain't nothing back there. The heartaches are still there. Amen. The deceiving and deception of sin, it's still back there. Say what you want to. Say what you want to. We cannot turn back. Turn back? Turn back for what? Turn back for what? What do you want to turn back? Why do you want to go back? Why do you want to reach back? Why do you want to be so filled as Lot's wife that she turned over? What God had given the great command to, don't look back. Amen. But her heart was still so full. Her life was still so full. I know you've heard it preached, and we preached it so many times. Amen. Folks have turned back over the little things. Little things that's been hidden away in their hearts. Little things that's been going on in their life. Little things that they've had. Little thoughts that's been in their heart. Oh, come on here now. Y'all want to help me here a little bit. Amen. Things we cannot do. We can't quit. We can't run. We can't turn back. Only to turn back is to find, a sudden harm, and no doubt a sudden place in our life that things come on here. Amen. I cannot turn back. I cannot turn back. You ought not want, thank God, to go back. There's many things, many times in folks' life that I've dealt with them. I've dealt with them. I've talked to them. We've just had two young men pray there in the church just recently. And you know what? The first thing they say is I begin to look back. I begin to reach back. I begin to think back. I begin to feel like back there. And then all of a sudden, before it's over with, you're right back in the same old, amen, slop and turmoil that you were in. Come on here. I cannot turn back. I cannot lose sight. I've got to keep my eyes on the prize. I cannot look to this world and the things are, oh, come on here. I'm trying to tell you, we cannot. Can you say amen? Different from at least last night, but this is what I felt. We probably got the cream of the crop. Probably got here, but I want to tell you something. Cream of the crop. We can't lose sight. Our eyes are on the prize. Our heart is set toward the great things. Come on here. I cannot lose sight. I cannot. Oh, this is a tough one sometimes. I cannot get discouraged. Amen. There might be things that you'll face that are kind of throw right up in front. But you know what? I've told the church there. It's not a sin to be discouraged as far as I'm concerned. But I'm telling you, if you're going to wallow in discouragement, you're going to get in trouble. You need to get back up. You need to brush yourself off. Amen. Come on here now. Thank God. Have you ever been discouraged? Yeah, I have. Have you ever seen discouragement? Oh, I've seen it. But I didn't hang around it. I didn't make it part of my life. I didn't make it part of my lifestyle. Come on here. Amen. I found out that the sooner that I brushed myself off, the sooner that I got on my knees and began to pray and ask God to help me in this discouraging time, in this time where, I mean, several years ago again, I go back to when I was there in Norfolk pastoring, and one night I didn't understand, and I know it must have been a dream. I know it was a dream of the Lord, but anyway, the Lord began to show me in a dream, and he showed me in a dream, amen, that I began to fight a fight, amen, and that in fighting that fight, amen, I began to take wounds, and the worst wound that I ever took was the wound to my head, and it was like I thought, Lord, I'm going to die here, amen, but you know what, God was just preparing me, amen, for what was just a little bit ahead. But anyway, I got up in the church. I didn't understand. And about that time, we went through one of the most hard times of the church there. Amen. And I thought, oh, God, I'm through. Amen. I could hear that voice in that dream and said, you're through, preacher. You're done. Amen. You might as well call it quits. You might as well just go ahead. And discouragement began to feel in to my heart, and I thought, Lord, I don't understand. But all of a sudden, amen, when I was just down, just seeming like I was just about down, as low as I could get, I heard a voice from heaven, and the Lord said, look again, look up. Praise God, I got up. Come on now, you can wallow around. Come on now, I'm not telling you it might not come your way. I'm not telling you that you might not face something, amen, that'll take you down. But I'm telling you this, hear the voice of the Lord. Get up, praise God. And I begin to dust myself off. I begin to pray once again. God said, look again. Praise God. And I looked into a mirror. And when I looked in that mirror, Sister Mark, I watched as healing began to come back to me. I watched as flesh began to come again to flesh. I watched, amen, as the bleeding had stopped. I watched, amen, as the turmoil of my life, amen, begin to heal itself. Come on here. Let me tell you something, church. Thank God that we cannot get so discouraged that we come down out of this great work, that we forget about the great work of God. Praise God. Amen. So I come up, and I got up to the church. I told them, I said, I understand. I said, but I know this. It was of the Lord, and I feel like there's a storm of brewing, and sure enough, it came our way. And when it came our way, amen, they came against me. Now, you can say what you will, but I feel like you've got a good pastor, a great pastor, but he's the head of the church here. Amen, the shepherd that is here. Praise God, but they came against me. They came against my family. They came against us in such a manner. Praise God, I thought, oh God, I ain't going to make it this time. But you know what? Praise God. I went right back. I went back to the dream. And I remembered God said, get up. Get up and look again. Praise God. And God began to promote us. And God began to flourish us. And God began to, come on now. You cannot get discouraged. Can you say amen? Things that we cannot do. We cannot come down. We can't come down, church. There's a great work going on. There's a wonderful work that's going on. And we're a part of that work. We're a part of that work. We can't quit. We can't run. We can't turn back. Amen. We can't lose sight. We can't get discouraged. Let me say something. We cannot forget about what God's already done. We cannot forget what God has already done. He saved us. He delivered us. He healed us. We cannot. We cannot forget about what God has done. How that He worked miracles. When you're down, and when there's things that are going on that you don't understand, sometimes financially, you can't forget about how God brought you through it the last time. Oh yeah. When the cupboards are getting bare, maybe are, we cannot forget how God filled them before and how that God provided for us before. You can't forget about those things. You can't forget about those times when your children, amen, when your children were so sick. I mean, you know, and now, you know, something has come up again and now they're, you know, fighting one of the great battles again. Oh, but I can remember how God reached down and healed. How that God reached down and brought back. Come on, church. We cannot forget what God has done. Can't do it. If you do, the enemy come in. And he'll act like God nowhere to be around. He'll go to telling you that there's no way that God. I hear that song. Amen. I can't remember the name of it now. But anyway, how that they, Lazarus and three others were. They were just using maybe just a little bit of imagination, if you would. But how that this man that was there on his bed, and they were going to carry him over and present him there to the Lord and let him down through the roof. I mean, they kind of Oh, I wish I could think of it now. But anyway, I can hear this. Amen. As one of those men that were on one of the corners said, oh my, said, ain't no way, said, this man's condition is worse than mine. I was lame, but God healed me, whatever. Amen. The second one stood up and he said, oh, I'm telling you, amen, I know what God did for me. I know how that God had helped me and how that God had healed me. The third one, he goes to recite in. I mean, if you ever hear it, amen. And as he's presenting his case, he said, this man's condition is far worse, far worse, far worse. But then all of a sudden, the fourth man, amen, that they placed in there, amen, he said, my name is Lazarus. And let me tell you what he done for me. Amen. Let me tell you how he healed. Come on here, church. I'm telling you, there's testimonies all around us. Amen. There's ways that God has spoke to us by many others. Praise God. And we cannot forget them, can you say, amen? When we forget, the work will cease. When we no longer can cleave and hold to those precious promises of the Lord. And I'm just telling you, that's the reason I've been praying extra about this young man. And he needs God. He needs God so bad. Needs God so bad. Praise God. And we've got parents right there among us, praise God, that are just holding on by that simple little thread of hope, hoping that their children will come back through them doors, hoping that their boys and their daughters will come back through them doors. Amen. Back to the house of God. Come on now. Praise God. But if you listen to the devil, amen, the devil will try to make you think it'll never happen. But I'm telling you, it has happened. It has happened. It's happened before, and it can happen again. We cannot forget it. Can you say amen? We can't throw in the towel. We cannot, and there's so many cannots. We cannot let down our standards. A lady had called us. We'd struggled for several years there at the little church. We had a radio broadcast at that time. Was trying to reach out into the community and surrounding area there. And a lady had called me up. We'd been on the radio for right a little while. She called me up one day. She said, preacher, I like what I hear. I like what I feel. I'd play the church services over there. Various singers singing there in the church. And messages that we preach there in the church. And but anyway, she said, I like what I feel. She said, but she said, you ain't helping yourself any. Nobody wants to live that way anymore. And I said, oh my. She said, preacher, if you'll make me one promise, she said, I'll pack the church Sunday morning. She said, but you've got to get off of that. And I listened to her. I thought, wow. Packed church? Hadn't seen that in a while. And she said, I'm just telling you, I've got folks right now that want to come, but they ain't going to come with you preaching like you've been preaching. And I said, is that right? She said, I'm telling you now. You're listening to me. And I said, ma'am, I hear everything that you're saying. But let me tell you like this. It ain't going to change. If it took it for me and it's took it for others, it'll take for everyone else. Come on now. And I'm not mean about it. I mean, you know, some folks, you know, they throw us into that ball of wax, if you would. And throw us into there and say we're mean-spirited. Amen. We have no compassion. We have no feelings for others. Praise the Lord. I told her. I said, ma'am, it can't change. It can't change. That's the message. Amen. Because I knew what she was driving at. I knew, and that's just part of it. And listen to me. No, I might not preach on it every night. No, I might not get behind the pulpit every night. Amen. And just harp and ramp and rave, if you would. Praise God. But I tell you, the way this world's getting, somebody better do something. I said, ma'am, I can't change the way I've been brought into this. I can't change this, praise God, by what I've read and what I've understood. Young man called us, amen, getting ready, a little condition there in his life, and he said, just calling to find out. I just want to know. And I told him, I said, all right. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to read you the scripture, and I ain't going to make one comment. And before we got done, he was bawling and squalling. He said, I knew it was going to be this way. I knew that this is what was going to happen. I said, I just read it to you. Hey, man, come on here, church. It comes right down to the place you can't argue with God's good word. You can't argue with God's good spirit. You can't argue with God's good man and good saints of God that have stood the test. Hey, man, oh, no, I hate it. I hate the things, hey, man, that some folks have to face and some things that folks have had to go through. Come on here. But I cannot change the standard. I cannot change. Change the conviction power. I cannot change, amen, the moving of the Holy Ghost. I cannot change, amen, the good Spirit of God that settles in around us, that begins to deal with our hearts. Oh, come on here now. Things that we cannot do. Can you say amen? Come to the pen. Hallelujah. I'm going to close. Praise God. But I thought about, you know, so much that's going on, so many things that is happening and is happening. And it all comes down sometimes to the place. Look where it's got us, folks. Look where it's got us in this world. Look what's happened where folks have begun to change their feeling about and begun to change, amen, their attitude, if you would, toward, amen, the very thing. Come on here. At one time, we stood the test. At one time, we stood up. Amen, as old Nebuchadnezzar, amen, begins. Praise God. And all, as the three Hebrew boys, amen, stand and said, we will not bow. We will not bow down. Amen, we'll do it one more time for you. Amen. I'm going to play the music one more time for you. Oh, come on now. That's exactly what the world is doing. That's exactly what has happened in this world. Amen. They played the music over and over and over. And my God, amen, we've begun to change. We can't change, church. We can't change. We can't fail. We must take a stand. Can you say amen? Help us, dear God. Help us, dear God. I cannot come down. Why would I want to come down and let the work cease? For we are doing a great work. How many believes we're doing a great work today? Thank God. In our community. In our families. There's got one of these young men that prayed the other night. And I know some of you here know him. Brother Kenny. But he prayed, and his little girl came up, and she got down beside him, and she put her arm around him, and she began to cry, and it really began to touch his heart. I could see him begin to soften up. I could begin to see as God was doing a work on him. And she reached over, just a small child, put her arm around her daddy and said, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And that boy began to think, "I can't quit for her sake. I can't change for her sake." Amen. And just the other night, his little boy, this a small young boy, amen, Brother Kenny. Amen. Holy Ghost came in. Spirit of God came in. His little boy came to the altar with him. And he looked over at him. He said, "Daddy, I want you and Brother Bobby to pray I can get saved. I want you to pray, amen, that God will forgive me. Amen. I want y'all to pray that God..." Come on here. You can ask him. Can you? Amen. I don't mind telling you afterward. Amen. But oh, hallelujah. When that little boy did that, that daddy felt something again. He said, I can't go back now. I can't turn around now. I can't go any other direction than right now. Amen. For my children, both of them right there beside him. Both of them are crying. And that little boy are praying. That small, oh, come on here. Church, amen. My God, where's our children going to wind up if we change ourselves? Amen. If we turn around and we stop the work, if we stop everything, oh, come on now. When God, can you say amen? Thank God. You can't do it any other way. You've got to do it God's way. You've got to heed to God's good voice. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you, we cannot change. We cannot. Things that we cannot do. Things that we cannot do. And friend, if we do it any other way, the work will stop. The work will cease. We'll not see the results. We'll not hear the testimonies of victory. We'll not hear the joyous singing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, he called me up. Amen. After he prayed, he said, "I've been singing all day long." He said, "I just feel so, amen, joyous inside." And I told him, I said, "Son, that's what I've been trying to tell you. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You're making a great mistake." Amen. Boy, oh boy. Ever since then, I know the devil has tried and will try. But as of right now, I continue to pray and say, "God, keep him on fire. Keep him on target. Keep him online. Keep him in the place." Amen. One of the other boys there had prayed the same night. Got up. He said, "Things are so different between me and my wife. He said, things are so different, amen, in my home. Amen, things are..." Come on. It happens. But you cannot do the things that will undo it. You can't change it. Stand your feet with us. Stand your feet with us. I know. Praise God. I'm sorry if I... But I felt it. I felt it. I felt it tonight when we come in, and especially when these young ladies got to singing. I thought, if I'm going to make heaven, if I'm going to have a little heaven come down, if I'm going to make it, then there's things that I cannot do. I just can't do it. Can't do it. I told some of my old friends when I first got saved. Told some of my old friends. Especially one young man that I run with pretty hard. His name was Rodney. Rodney's not here now. Rodney did. Amen. Worst thing that he could ever do. But he came to me and he told me, he said, let's go party one more time. Just one more. I looked at him and I said, no, Rodney, I can't. I can't go with you. I said, but I'll tell you what. You can go with me. I'll take you to church. I said, I don't know a whole lot about it. I said, but I know this. I sure feel better than I've ever felt in my life. I said, come go to church with me. He looked back at me and said, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. I said, I wish you would. But only to pick up the paper just a little while later. And the same Rodney that I rode with, the same Rodney that I run with, was the same Rodney was laying underneath of his Jeep when it turned over multiple times. And when it finally stopped, he was on the bottom. And the Jeep was on top of him. No life left. I mean, taken out. Young. Right out. Amen. Rodney was gone. Amen. Boy, that touched me. And I thought, oh God. Oh God. I was that close. I was probably that close. Because I'm just telling you like it was. If I'd have went out one more time, it'd have been many more times. Amen. To go back and say, I'll take another little sip. Amen. To go back and say, I'll take another little fling. Amen. To go back and say, I'll take another little run. Come on here. Amen. But only brought more and more and more. Come on. Amen. And only to find myself maybe in the same condition as Rodney was. Could have been the same night. Could have been down the same road. Could have been under the same circumstances. Amen. And both of us could have been laying underneath of the Jeep. But thank God that I said, I can't go with you. Amen. I can't go anymore. Amen. I can't go that way. There ain't no way. Amen. I want to take that way. Come on now. Amen. Would you come tonight, everyone that would? Let's just come, gather in. I'm just going to make it open. General altar call. If there's somebody tonight, don't quit praying for them. Don't quit calling out their name. Amen. Don't stop reaching toward them. Things we cannot do. We can't do it, church. We can't do it, sisters. We can't do it, brethren. We can't do it. Amen. We've got to say, Lord, I cannot come down. I cannot. Thank God. Would you pray? Only one more word. Would you pray for somebody tonight? Praise God. See, I've been there. I've talked to them time and time again. Don't stop now. You can't stop now. Praise God. I think the prayers of our church is what has saved this young man from two overdoses. We continually pray. We're continually calling him out by name. Come on here. Praise God. Moms and dads, you can't stop praying for them. Where would they be? What would be happening? What would they be going through? Cannot do it.